Kenny Loggins to start us off. Footloose. That'll shake the cobwebs off, won't it?
Footing loose.
Footing loose. End of the Wednesday.
Slipping in the pouring rain.
Yeah. Margaret was on to say that always reminds her of classic hits parties.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Me too. Yeah.
I thought you had a bit of a sulk on you. All right, while that was
me
playing.
Me too. That's why I walk around big lip on me. Yeah, that's what that was. Yeah. What a morning out there.
Absolutely.
I think we're finally getting a slap of what the whingers from early in the week were talking about.
Yeah, it's proper rain at the moment.
It's torrential.
I still didn't hear any thunder, though. I was a bit disappointed about that.
No, disappointed? What do you want to be woken up?
You know, I wanted to relive my childhood memories of cowering under the bed sheets.
You're so mad. You and Tara and all, you love a bit of thunder, but then you go mad if a kid let off a banger outside the house.
Absolutely. Sure, no, not even. Just if a kid speaks.
I don't like that either. I don't like that, yeah.
It's a wet one around these parts at least. Maybe we're getting what... mind you, I was going to say we were getting what the West got yesterday, but it seems to me that the only two people who got it yesterday were Margaret and Babs.
Half a Shannon and one rolled in from Oi. That was it yesterday. And now we're getting our slap of it out this way.
Proper rain.
I don't know, yesterday was another unbelievable sneaky cracker of a day though, so I'll take it.
Yeah, well, I was up in the Phoenix Park yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah, I actually went for a thing.
Hunting for dinner, getting some venison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious. No, it was grand. And I tell you something, I mean, you know, when you're talking about the biggest, it's the biggest city park in Europe, isn't it, the Phoenix Park?
Yeah.
So, like, to be fair, social distancing is very easy.
It's not hard. You can pull it off, that's for sure.
When you're talking about what must be, I don't know, hundreds of acres, is it?
Yeah. I think if you live in the middle of Phoenix Park, it's that big. Your radius, your 20k radius, you can't leave it.
So, but it was lovely, yeah, when I was up there. Anyway, listen, welcome along, folks. Thank you for waking up happy old PJ and Jim, letting us hang out with you. 6:09. Loads of people on already. We have to say, let me see. There's somebody's birthday today, having a significant one. There it is, Sam, in a place called Dundero in Cork. Are you familiar?
I don't know Dundero.
Dundero in Cork, and apparently it's his big 5-0 today.
Happy
birthday. So do you want to guess how old he is?
Oh, 5-0, right. Hawaii, you have to be young to go there. It's about 27.
Correct. He's actually 75. No, 50 today.
Happy birthday.
Looking forward to a little sherbet, as he says himself later on.
Jeepers. Sherbet.
A sherbet. A little, you know, it's the equivalent of a fizzy.
Yeah. No, he's not talking about the old Escobar marching powder there.
No,
is
no. A little drink.
Oh, you're right, yeah. Sherbet. I've never heard that before.
Have you not?
No, I've never
having
heard that.
A little sherbet.
Yeah, I never heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
So that's definitely, of course, I took that up the wrong way. I apologise very much. I suppose you're only 27.
apparently, it's a lovely morning in Bunratty, according to Claire.
In Bunratty, oh, what a place that is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know something I did there before? You know the Bunratty Castle tour thing and all?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
No.
I thought it was going to be very naff. I was like, I don't like all this role play nonsense now. Says me, like, who's made a living out of it. I don't like any of this role play.
Of this acting business.
Actors and all doing their thing. It's deadly, it is. It's a great night out. Yeah, really good. And the food, Jim. Oh, the food. It was even better I didn't pay for it.
That always makes it even better. Right, there's loads of stuff going on. Loads of people to say hi to. I tell you what I'll do. We may have to do that later on because we'll have to get on to the birthdays. I think today is going to be the day, PJ.
Oh, yeah?
I just have to establish, is it still cake as a prize?
Damn straight it is.
Excellent. Walking on broken glass, Annie Lennox here at Classic Hits, just hitting 6:15. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for all the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008. We'll try and get through them very shortly. But we've got to do the birthdays because I think this is the day.
This is the day,
I just wanted
Jim.
To establish that cake is still on the menu.
It definitely is, yeah.
Who buys that cake again?
You do!
That's a bit of a drawback, but still, it's still cake.
I can't see anyone else buying it. Although, do you know who's great for buying a cake?
Who?
When it comes to a celebration, I have to say hats off to her, it's Tara.
Yeah. And you might send Tara for the cake.
She not only
especially since it's raining, like, you don't want to be going out yourself.
Yeah. Tara buys a cake, I won it.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I won you getting me a cake. Let's see how that goes down.
Right, because and the reason I think it's going to be good for you is that it's not all sporty today. There's a lot of sport in it. There's two significant birthdays. They're nearly always nailed on.
Right, you would imagine.
And then one of the other ones...
Mind you, I got one wrong yesterday.
One of the other ones is a sport you love.
Right.
And you're well-versed in.
It's going to be chess or Right. It's coming. It's Formula One. I know it is.
No, it's not Formula One. No, it's not actually. It's not. All will be revealed. But we'll get this one out of the way first, right? Right. First one up today is legendary crooner Barry Manilow.
Oh! Barry Manilow.
At the Copacabana.
I had 9 years old, so food on a fizzy. That's the rule now.
Yeah.
In the local.
Yeah. Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow, I have to say, what a legend he is.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Famous for his...
hooter, his big nose.
Famous
yeah.
for his hooter.
My God, that's the yoke of a microphone on its own, isn't it? He can like shove his mic into it and it stays there so he can do his dance moves.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'd say he was... I mean, he was huge in the day. Wasn't he?
Massive. And I remember when Sky TV started in Ireland.
Yeah.
And we were only talking about it yesterday. It was all these music videos. And it was like the coolest thing ever was just sitting around watching Sky music videos back to back, one after one. And then it was always time to go and get something to eat when the ad came on. Oh, Barry Manilow's classics in one disc. And if you call now, you get this free t-shirt and, you know, framed ticket stub of a show you didn't get to go to. And it went on for ages.
Yeah, those infomercials.
It was one of those. It wasn't quite an infomercial, but it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there was no presenter, like.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember
yeah.
those yokes?
They were entertaining, yeah.
It's always in America with some mad English lad
yeah, exactly.
in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You're not
How long does it take you to chop your vegetables for your coleslaw? I can do it in 14 seconds with this, the Dial-O-Matic.
Yeah, and then it was like they'd have you know, someone with a cucumber and a knife,
yeah.
and they just hack it so badly. It was like, oh my God. So it happens all the time, did it, love? Nobody cuts that badly. But I gotta say that
he was very tall, Barry Manilow, if memory serves as well, wasn't he? He was real tall and lanky.
I think he was.
He was like Peter Crouch with George Michael's hair,
yeah,
or something.
It was. He was, yeah. Peter Crouch, David Copperfield, and Barry Manilow.
David Copperfield, now that's it, you've nailed it.
Yeah, they looked all like each other.
David Copperfield, that was it.
I'd
right,
say
so.
He's not a young man. Is he in his 70s? 72.
Not bad. 77.
Oh, wow.
But sure, look, don't be worrying about that. That was just was only a warmer upper. Here we go. This is where the fun starts, right? But on to the sporting ones. It is the birthday of, and I'm going to get his name wrong, but you can correct me, Eddie Merckx.
Eddie Merckx, the cyclist, yeah.
Belgian cyclist, 5-time Tour de France winner.
Yeah, Eddie Merckx, from that era.
And unfortunately,
well.
I mean, it is one, you don't have many failings, PJ, you know, to be fair to you.
Well, what do you mean?
But it is one of your major failings that you are very big into the old cycling.
Ah, yeah, Jim, it's unbelievable. The Tour de France is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I enjoy a good Tour de France on the television. It's the idiots who think they are in the Tour de France on the roads lead up to my house that I object to.
I would imagine you have never watched the Tour de France on television.
Excuse me, I most certainly have.
Yeah? Where?
En route to getting to a different channel.
Yes, of course. Oh, it's so good. They climb like Everest 5 times in its equivalent height.
Hats off to them.
21 days almost, 2 days.
I tell you what I did watch, you know that big documentary that was on Sky about the doping, or not on Sky, on Netflix, about the doping and everything, and the guy who was taking part in some mad cycle race as well. Actually, was it the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, no, what was that one called?
Icarus.
Icarus.
Yeah, it's
that was very entertaining.
Yeah, that is an amazing documentary, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it starts out as something completely different, which is amazing too. Like, it starts out as him just seeing, how much...
Yeah.
Does this drugs make a big difference? And then he meets the
main man of.
He essentially ends up kicking Russia out of the Olympics.
Yeah.
but I'm going to say, Eddie Merckx, he's not a young man anymore either.
No.
But it's hard to know with cyclists because they're all so sort of scrawny and all that. 66. No, that's way too much. 56.
He's 75, man.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
I don't know, I'm mad.
He's 75.
I went absolutely mental.
Oh my God.
Absolutely mental.
Look, don't give up, yeah, right? There's still time.
Absolutely mental.
I have a couple of curveballs in that might just save it for you.
He won the Tour de France when they had bottles of wine hanging off the handlebars.
Right, here we go. Let's get a couple in the bag just to be safe. Venus Williams is celebrating her birthday today, and she is one of the significant birthdays.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Right, well, she has
She's won Wimbledon 5 times as well.
She's unbelievable.
Not that Eddie Merckx did, obviously.
He never won Wimbledon.
It was just a 5-time thing.
Oh, Jim, you tick. She has to be 40 then.
Yeah, she is 40.
This
one you'll get right, even though you won't be happy about getting it right, because it happens to be Liverpool captain... Jordan Henderson's birthday today.
Oh, God. Is he one of the significantos now? Mm. Oh, right, 30.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's 30.
Oh, jeepers.
You didn't want to spend long on that one.
No, no interest in that.
Right, but it means you've got
all
two
I will
in the
say
bag.
Is they're back tonight, and wouldn't it be lovely now to see them lose? So that's it. Oh, no, they're not back tonight either. When are they back? Oh, I can't think about them. They're going to put me off. They're ruining the music and everything.
Right, so you've two in the bag then.
Oh,
so
my God.
Venus Williams, 40. Jordan Henderson, 30. I did think that Eddie Merckx would have been a banker for you. But you were only the 20 years off.
Hey, Jim, if we've learnt one thing in these birthdays, it's don't count on me.
Right, okay. So you can have your choice, or you can go for both. It doesn't really matter. Of two politicians to finish. Right?
Yes.
One is Newt Gingrich.
Ah, flipping.
Just because he's got a weird name.
What's a Newt Gingrich?
I know Newt Gingrich. Everybody knew that name from the news.
He was
the Speaker of the House in the States.
In America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can have Red Ken. Ken Livingston.
Red Ken.
Former Mayor of London.
Can I go for both of them? Because I haven't a clue at either.
Absolutely,
I'd say
can.
Newt Gingrich is 63.
He's actually 77.
Yes, okay, Grant. And is Red Ken, he's my last one, is he?
He's your last one, this is it.
Ken Livingston.
Ken
now,
Livingston.
Which one of the, he's a moustache fella, is that
yeah,
him?
Yeah, yeah. Slightly balding, I think.
Looks, yeah, yeah. He's got a bit of Peter Bowles going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
now
him,
you have
right?
him, you have him, you have him.
Right, yeah.
Go for it, this is it. There's cake on the line, and my cake is on the line with this as well.
I'll stick. Oh, jeez, I'm very confused now with this. I'm going to stick with the 63. I think he's around that mark. I'm going to stick with 63 again. I'll go there.
Okay. Venus Williams, 40. Jordan Henderson, 30. Ken Livingston for cake. Should I let the music play out or should I just.
It goes on for ages and then. I'm on the edge of my seat and I'm.
Yeah, to be honest with you, he's 75 as well.
For God's sake! Peter Bowles is much better looking.
Classic Hits.
Down Under from Men at Work here at Classic Hits. 20 to 7. Actually leaving 20 to 7. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Much appreciated. 087-188-0008 as always. If you want to give us a shout. We better give a few hollers, PJ. There's loads of people on the WhatsApp. We haven't done that in a while, I suppose. Butty's been on this morning, so morning to you, Butty. John Ward from Carlo on as well, looking for a tune. Amanda says we're her favourite boys.
You are our favourite, Amanda.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you very much. We're delighted you're here.
Well done. Also, a happy hump day from Richie the Trucker. A happy hump day coming in from Garrett in Limerick, who wants to wish his wife, wants to give his wife a shout out because it's. Actually, no, it's not her birthday at all. Just says, can you give a shout out to my wife, Princess Carmel? Actually, do you know something? I almost read that wrong.
Yeah?
I almost read that as Princess Camel.
Princess...
To be fair, she would have got the hump with that. But come on!
That's not a bad one.
But no, Princess Carmel, it says. So, Garrett Limerick's Mrs. Princess Carmel. How are you?
There you go, Garrett, you little lick.
Yeah.
Oh, licky bum. You can tell he's after something. Oh, the same day the Premier League's back.
That's it.
Guess who's... are you watching anything at 6 o'clock?
Did you hear me playing a request for you on the radio today?
It's true that EastEnders is out, isn't it? That they're finished with the episodes. Because there's a little something I wouldn't mind looking at, if that's all right.
Who's this now? Who's this? Somebody didn't put their name. Garrett it is. Another Garrett. Looking for Roxette today. Now, hang on a second. His profile says Garrett, but he says Bob the Trucker. Somebody trying to remain incognito
maybe,
there.
Maybe Rubber Bob is his name or something. You know what I mean? Like he's got
like a CB
radio
name.
Yeah. Hey, this is Rubber Bob. They're like, Garrett. What
yeah,
you
stop
say?
Calling yourself Rubber
stop
Bob.
Stop on with that. Hey, no. What are you talking about? There's bear in the air. This is Rubber Bob coming at you.
Also, John wants to wish his daughter Shannon, Shannon Ballantyne. Happy 14th birthday to you, Shannon.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
Have a good one. What's this? Paddy and Antoinette and Harry. And Harry Brown.
Let me tell you about Harry Brown.
All right. Looking forward to the Premier League returning.
Of course. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of kind of, you know, happy Premier League return.
I honestly can't wait. Imagine what it feels like, Jim, honestly. What it feels like today to be a sports journalist. You've literally had 4 months, maybe, of writing about what colour shorts somebody wore in the 1977 final. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Interviews with people. Like interviewing the local squash player in Cabinteely and all. You know what I mean? Like you've had all these of where it's like really been, it's been a tough sell.
Yeah.
Like so the idea of having a live actual Premier League game to
analyse.
Analyse and write about must be like finally back to something. Finally, you don't have to like be stretching your
now,
1967 drawers.
Poddy did say that, you know, he would have preferred it had it been the Airtricity League returning.
Well, wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we all?
So he's not getting overexcited.
No.
Also, Eddie and Glasnevin is looking forward to the return of the Premiership, mind you, for very different reasons. Not long now until the pool reached the Holy Grail, says Eddie.
There's always a downside to everything, Eddie. We understand that. We understand.
Patrick and Skibbereen says they got hammered with thunder and lightning yesterday.
There you go. It really is the most sporadic weather I have ever seen in my life. In my life. Like, literally in one town.
Spotted.
Fermoy is a great example. One town. Half it was in sunshine. The other half is now currently rebuilding houses and all after the thunder and lightning and stuff. It was mental.
Crazy. Northside Tony sending us in a little pic. He says, eerie images from my walk last night.
Oh, look at that. You're out. And where is that?
It's kind of like the chimneys just... Is that what it's...
The pool bed towers, yeah. Well, it's all the hazy, misty stuff, isn't it?
I suppose,
I was out
doing
me a little bit of a walk yesterday as well. I was... Like, normally you can see... From the north side, all the houses, or not the houses, but the buildings and all in Dunleavy. Yeah. You couldn't see anything. It was just all in a haze.
Yeah.
Nice, though. It was sort of a nice old thing there. You know what I mean?
Also, who's this now? Let me see. Damo, I think. No, it's not. It's Dennis. He's been on to say that he's... Well, I can't quite repeat what he says, but suffice to say, he's very, very wet.
I'm effing soaked to the bone on the way to the site. Oh, jeepers.
Yeah. Not a greatest day for working outside today.
I don't blame you for being in a bad mood now, to be honest with you.
John is about to fall foul of Tara saying, morning lads, Tara finally got the weather right.
Whoa!
I tell you, John, you're playing with fire there, buddy.
She'll be casting spells in the back garden for you.
Playing with fire. Anyway, listen, thanks a million for all of the WhatsApp's apologies. I see Lara Barr there just checking in and a few more along the way. Listen, all the good stuff is here today. We're back on the trail of the hit bit again. And also, of course, we had a good score on the breakfast table quiz yesterday. So that's going to take a bit of winning today too.
14 or something, wasn't it?
And who knows what's in PJ's head today? What are you unveiling to us today?
What's in my head? Well, more about neighbours during the pandemic. Because now that we're slightly away from it, we can... we can start pointing the finger a little bit.
Can
I hate doing it, but we can do it. Pointing at... You know, we were talking about the neighbours who get complaints.
Self-appointed entertainment officers.
There's been a rise in nosy neighbours as well. So
excellent.
And we need to talk about how it's going to cost you €9 to have a fizzy. I think we have to have a little chat about that at some stage.
All on the way. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. Here's Prince and Raspberry Beret here at Classic Hits, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Morning, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, letting us hang out with you. 087-188-0008. Very important number. If you fancy having a go with the hit bit, it's on the way in about 40 minutes or so. €1,170 is up for grabs. And as we were saying before, the news there, and then you would have heard the top story in the news from Tara, of course, you might just need an extra few bob in your pocket if you're getting excited about the pubs coming back.
Yeah, look at it. It's the big one. It's the big one. Do you hear me? That sums up Ireland. That's the Irish attitude all over, isn't it? Well, we have pennies. We've had your regular shops. We've had the L restrictions lifting. But when is the local pub/restaurant?
Pub/restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, because that slash is very important.
Do you know what I actually heard about that? I heard about, now, thankfully I can't remember any names, so I can't slander anybody, right? But apparently a number of pubs have been going down the route of getting sort of like, you know, franchises in. So say like a burger franchise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the pub.
Oh, right, like a box burger or something like that.
Whatever, yeah. In order to make it sort of like restaurant-y.
A restaurant.
Do you know what I mean? Like, in other words, they're pubs that would never have done food.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll, somebody can go in and put their burger franchise into it.
Imagine going into a local now, like in the middle of Torlis or something in the middle of the country, and there's a Burger King down the back.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah, that's what it sounded. It sounded a bit like that.
Yeah.
But there were Dublin pubs I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Yeah, well, you see, there's so many. That works on both levels, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's a new rule now. So you can't just go in and have, how much would a burger in your hand cost you at one of these places? Maybe
who
a
knows?
Five or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Not good enough. Not good enough. As you've probably heard by now, €9 is the minimum spend. So the way it's defined is, they say, here it is, right? Any food offering will be required will be required to be substantial meal as defined by the Intoxicating Liquor Act 962. The meal is such that this is really written in the funniest language. The meal is such as might be expected to be served as a main midday or evening meal or as a main course in either such meal. So Basically that means you can't go in and say, have you gone out for 9 euro? I'll have 5 packets of crisps and a snack bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Gone. Can't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and it also takes away from the idea that, like, for example, if your minimum spend was 9 euro, to be fair, if you're buying your pint in Temple Bar, you could probably, the pint will cost you 8.50.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you'll have 50 cent to spend on food.
And then there'll be some hipster lad down the back with his new burgers that you're talking about.
Yeah, which will cost you 27 quid.
27 quid, yeah. So it is 9 euro. This is the thing. So they're clamping down. They're making sure that it's not just going to be a free for all, I suppose.
Yeah, because I mean, I think they expected that most pubs would chance the old kind of like, well, he's having a toasted sandwich, isn't he?
Because we've
or
been
he's
there.
Having a packet of crisps. Or
I feel sorry now for those people. I was one of those people. I feel sorry for myself.
Nothing unusual there.
Can I just put it out there? I feel sorry for myself. I love going into the local pub/restaurant, as they will now be called. Well, I feel like Ian Paisley.
Well, we'll have to start calling them all gastro pubs.
Jeez,
I know there's something not right about that. Isn't
gastro pub. It sounds like a fella.
It sounds like a sort of something that would give you a bad stomach.
Elphil is farting.
Oh, I had. I think I have gastro pub.
That's all I think about. Elphil is farting. I'm not going into there. That's a gastro pub. They're all just Elphil is in there blowing holes in their trousers. Not doing that. They're trying to, because we've been there before. This is the thing. We had this loophole years ago, do you remember? Where you could open after a certain hour as long as you got served your meal and you got a meal ticket and all this. Remember,
do you remember that nightclub?
You paid in and they gave you a ticket.
You got the cheapest curry known to man.
Yeah. And it was, even if you wanted it, you didn't even have to claim it. You got the ticket for
it. Yeah, that was so that places could have like late drinks and all.
That was it, yeah. So they're trying to avoid that situation where it's basically just, you know, you pay your 9 quid in.
Yeah. Because that's effectively kind of what it feels like. It feels like a cover charge.
I know.
Yeah.
And how much now I've banded it up, right? All I want is to go to the logo. Now the Premier League has started. I want to go in. I want to sit at the bar. That's gone. I want to watch a bit of football. I want to watch United losing, you know, like they always do. Hoping they'll win.
You need to cry into your beer for that.
Yes, so I want to sit there and I'll have maybe a sandwich. Or maybe just a bowl of chips and to be hydrated. That's all I want. And those days...
There's going to be so many arguments about that, isn't there? When you think about it. Because the definition is so... like. I mean, what constitutes a substantial meal that you could have at midday or in the evening? I mean, you're going to have all the issues are going to be around things like for example, if somebody doesn't have, you know, a vegetarian or a vegan option, or if there isn't, do you know what I mean?
They should do it
by calories.
There's
going to be so many kind of by calories.
They should do it by calories. That's what I think.
Minimum intake of 1,000 calories is required.
And everyone's sorted. Everyone's sorted then, right? You can go in and you can have...
8 Mars bars.
You can have 3 hydrated glasses of whatever and, you know, a couple of crisps. There you go. That's your 1,000 calories. Or you can have food and, no particular hydration at all. You know? Or you can just sit there and have Mars bars. Yeah, whatever you said.
Is it it has to be per person, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because I was going to say this might have been the one thing that actually brought you around to the idea of sharing. That you'd go in and you know, your 9 euro would get you a meal that you'd share with somebody.
Jeez, Jim, nothing's that bad. Nothing is that bad. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, sharing. I'm sorry I mentioned this.
Actually, man, just make it worse. Shock.
Love Fool from the Cardigans here at Classic Hits. 17 minutes past 7. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 087-188-0008. Particularly if you fancy having a bash of the hit bit, because that's on the way in a little over half an hour or so. Big cash, €1,170 up for grabs. Check this out, PJ. Somebody just texted us in to say, let me see if I can see who this is. It is, always stick your name on it. Although, in this case, the name is Dunkey.
So Dunkey.
That probably explains a bit. But anyway, he says, I already know of people getting around the 2-hour table booking system in their local by booking the first sitting in his name, then his wife and adult kids book 2 hours each.
Jeepers.
See, we're our own worst
enemy.
So that's
8 hours sitting in the chair. Like, you know what I mean? You're not...
Like, the guy's thing about this is, all of these things are meant to be health guidelines and... You know, supposedly for people's safety.
I know.
All this kind of stuff. But in actual fact, everybody just spends all their time trying to find ways around it and loopholes and,
I know,
and ways then, to get out of it.
And then you get the weird fake logic like, no, you can't get coronavirus in a pub if you spend €9. €9. If you spend €8, you can
they
get it.
They said it on the news.
Yeah, I heard Dr. Tony Houlihan saying that if you spend €8, you're vulnerable, but if you spend €9, you're not. So I think we should spend €100 and then we're we're 1,000,000% clean. It's like a vaccine.
It is mad though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like people are just desperate to kind of find a way. It's weird. It's like they've forgotten about why they're being told these things.
I know. It's just,
they've forgotten about the fact that it's meant to be to keep them safe.
Beat the system. It's just beat
the system.
They're
just out to beat the man.
Beat the system. That's the way. That's why you have a man in his 50s who will sit on a bus going into town, paying a child's fare and cacking himself the whole way in to save 20 pence or something. 20 pence. Jeez, I just went back in time. I went back into our last, it's the 80s recession there. But yeah, you always, everybody, there's something in Irish people.
Yeah.
That has to beat the system. Whatever, no matter what the system is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's for your own good or not. It's like, I don't care if it's for my own good. I'll decide what's for my own good.
It doesn't matter if it harms me, Jim, because it harms him as well.
Edwin Collins, A Girl Like You, almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock, almost time for the hit bit. Magic Mike is standing by. Let him know if you want to play. Don't give us your guess, as PJ said. Just let us know you want to play. Get hit bit onto a WhatsApp and get it into us. 087-188-0008. Well worth having a go. €1,170 if you can manage to win it today. So best of luck with that. And classichits.ie, of course, if you do want to check out the previous guesses and have another few listens before you actually start to play. Now, in the meantime, you may recognise is the sound of
Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo.
Yep. Scooby-Doo. And the reason we're playing the cartoon tune in the background is that, in case you haven't seen it, it's well worth checking out.
Magic Mike has become... He's our Pixar in a human, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been busy behind the scenes putting together an animated version of myself and PJ. Now, obviously, an animated version of me is fairly easy. It's just, you put an egg, you get an egg.
Excuse
And you put a body on it.
I don't know.
And then you have me. And he made PJ all muscle bound and everything.
Ah, come on, it was very hard for him to get your legs designed as skinny as they actually are. The way they hang off a stool. You know, like there's little bits of twine or whatever it is.
But what he did was, right, he animated PJ and myself and put the animation, and it is animation, it's not just like a picture, it's not like a still picture. There are, the lips move and the reactions are there and all that sort of stuff. And if you haven't checked it out yet, it's up on our social media, okay? It's up on our Facebook and... Actually, let me just check. Is it on Insta and thing as well?
It is. Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Facebook and Instagram. Brilliant. So you can. It's well worth seeing. It's actually really good. And he animated a story, PJ's seagull story.
Yeah, we were having a bit of crack the other day talking about basically yet another hugely embarrassing moment in my life. And Magic Mike was listening and he made this little cartoon to it.
Yeah, the seagull even features.
They say you know you've made it when you have a cartoon.
You've made it. Oh, I tell you.
That's what they say. We definitely haven't made it, but we've made it.
But I think the plan is to keep this going, that, you know, he's going to animate other little bits and pieces, you know, through the show, along the way, various other sort of highlights.
I know, the problem
highlights,
is...
Highlights, that's a bit of an ask.
That's the problem. We have to provide highlights now. It was all so easy when we were just talking nonsense and rubbish to each other. Now we know there's an animator standing, quill in hand, who's looking for highlights. So there's an added pressure. I don't know if I can cope with
it. It begs the question then, what sort of cartoon character really? I mean, he's already animated us, obviously. But had he not, you know, you could have... Like, I would have probably ended up like a Charlie Brown kind of character, really.
As in, if you had your own, like a full length feature cartoon.
Yeah. No, in terms of trying to get a cartoon character that looks like you. Do you know what I mean?
As in.
You know, if you had to pick an existing cartoon character.
That looks like you.
That looks a bit like you, who would it end up being? Like in your case, who would it be?
I haven't a clue. You see, I have a very
could
generic
be, actually,
head,
if it wasn't for the beard, it could be. There's maybe a touch of Shaggy.
Maybe.
From Scooby Doo off you.
He's a bit of a stringy old yoke, yeah. But I know what you mean. See, I have a very generic head. My face isn't really.
Did you have
face.
Any inspiration, Michael, when you were, you know, when you were designing it? Like, did you model it on anyone? I mean, it's meant to kind of look like us, but you know what I mean.
On a particular celebrity?
No, on a cartoon character.
Not really. No, you have your own unique looks. actually.
Unfinished is my look.
Unfinished.
Yeah, it looks like somebody, it looks like, you know, like someone's put down the basics and they thought I'll get back to that and they never did. That's how my, it's unfinished.
Yeah.
I look like a basic sketch of a human being.
It's a pity you hadn't told your triangle head story. The other day, you know, before Mike animated it, God knows what the head might have turned out like.
Thankfully, all of that old acne from the day is cleaned up a little bit. At least on my face, anyway.
You've given me a good idea there.
So somebody's texting, plug from the Beano, PJ.
That's outrageous. No, isn't that outrageous?
That's harsh. Popeye.
Oh, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's the one. Yeah, I get that an awful lot, actually. Sure, I have a Popeye tattoo and everything because people call me Popeye so
much. There you
much.
Go. Keith in Ballybrack says PJ is the spit of him.
Yeah, nail on the head. In fact, once I did a Late Late Show interview, right?
Right.
Ages ago. Years ago now. And whatever face I made, somebody put a Popeye hat on a pipe in my mouth and started sharing it on Twitter. And it went sort of semi, sort of viral. I was like, oh my God. It is me. Like, I do look like a sort of a cartoon sailor man, yeah? I know. I only spinach, although I like Popeye. The world's strongest vegetarian. What's wrong with that?
Exactly. What's not to like? Anyway, listen, the most important thing is do check it out if you get the chance. Facebook and Instagram. There'll be more of them over the over the next little while. But it's well worth seeing the little animation and seeing yourself as a cartoon. I think I always wanted to be in a cartoon. Now, I never assumed it would be as an actual figure. I assumed it might be the voice of a character in a cartoon.
Oh, I thought you meant you just thought yourself, fancied yourself as the Great Ape.
The great babe.
Do you remember the great babe?
The great babe, I do.
He was deadly, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you'd look like in a minibus, isn't it? The great babe. Big arms.
Why must you constantly have a go at a... It's shocking. The amount of times you compare me to a primate is...
Because
you're terrible.
Ringers for each other. Lord of the jungle. Look at the hairy back coming through a t-shirt and everything. It's unbelievable.
What's the name of that...
Jungle Jim.
What's the name of the ape in Planet of the Apes? Caesar, is it?
Caesar, yeah. It's a good name for you.
Thank you.
You call the shots here. You're sitting there in your own little throne and all. You know, man of wisdom.
Somebody says, actually, Charlie Brown is a younger version of you. So it wouldn't be me. I thought Charlie Brown was the slightly, like, basically he was a bald kid.
He is the, but he, in fairness to him, he has a dog and he has complete social anxiety and hates doing anything. So yeah, he does.
Okay, you win.
Yeah. And anyway, you make it better, Grey Babe.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth 1,170 quid this morning. All for you if you can tell us what is this. Bit of a hit from, of course, and we'd love to give it to you. Stephen is going to play first this morning. How are you getting on, Stephen?
How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. How are you, more importantly?
Ah, good, good, good.
What are you up to this morning, Stephen? Is it work, rest or play for you today?
Neither. Look after the kids.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God, it's hard enough, I say, if you can't even go out of the house. Is it still lashing rain?
Yeah.
Are you in Dublin, Stephen, or?
No, Ashford Wicklow.
Ah, right, very good. Very nice spot indeed it is.
I knew there was going to be a bit of mutual appreciation.
Yes. It's a fine village, you know. Fine village. Right, let's give Stephen some money, PJ.
Right, Stephen, what do you think?
I think it's David Bowie, Space Oddity.
Oh, good song.
No,
right.
Top tune. Right, Michael, take it away.
Now, Stephen, even though I do think you're a star man, you are wrong all the same.
Dear. Sorry about that, Stephen.
No problem.
Listen, keep at it. Don't give up. How old are the kids, by the way? You have your hands full. How old are they?
Six-year-old and a 10-month-old.
I will say, Stephen, you do sound very tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long has this been going on for, Stephen? This minding of the children?
Not long. The wife's only back to work now.
Oh, right. Okay. You can sense the disappointment.
Yeah.
She's gone back to work now, so
it's harder on your own.
Hang in there, buddy. Hang in there, Stephen. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
See you, Stephen.
Good luck. Bye bye.
She poor fella. I feel like we should go around and give him a hand.
I know. Yeah. I'm on my own here, and there's two of them. You know.
He's still. He's even when he laughs. It's,
yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's,
oh well.
Must be great for you lads in there. In a padded room.
Back to these lunatics. Anyway, talking to you is like as hard as talking to the kids. So Julie is waiting on the phone. Hiya, Julie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Julie. How are you getting on?
Great, I'm a bit nervous.
Ah, well, not at all.
Why, what's happening? What are you nervous about?
I've never been on the radio before.
Oh, I thought you meant you were about to do something that was important.
No, I'm home for the day now. He's 3 tomorrow, so he's all excited about that.
Oh, the young fella's 3?
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
Wyatt.
Wyatt?
Yeah.
Oh, happy very birthday. Is that him next to you?
He is, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Hey!
Right, let's try and give you enough money for a part. Where are you, by the way, Julie? In Cork?
In Cork County, yeah.
All right, heard the accent, all right. Let's do this, try and get you a few quid. What do you think, Julie?
Is it Every Morning by Sugar Ray?
Every morning, Sugar Ray. God, that's another one I haven't heard in ages.
In ages. These,
we should put a playlist of Hitbit guesses together. Do you know
that? That's a good idea.
Anyway, Michael, over to you, sir.
You know what, lads? I mean, every morning when I wake up, I think...
come on, put some effort in, Michael. If you're going to sing it, sing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Every morning when I wake up, I think, is anyone going to win the Hitbit
today?
And it turns out they're not. They're wrong.
Oh,
no.
Go on.
Sorry about that, Julie.
But top marks for effort there, Michael.
Thank you. That was good going.
Yeah. Julie, listen, have a good day. Thanks for playing with us.
Thanks, you too.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
At least you got him singing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, couple that we can scratch off the list as well. And Niall Boylan, of course, gives you another chance to play 12:45 this afternoon.
That's great. I love the way now you keep at him until he sings. That's
You know, you've got to get a tune out.
Build his confidence there, you know.
Every little thing she does is magic. The Police era classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 17th of June. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Almost 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Of course, this hour we've got the breakfast table quiz. Good score yesterday, PJ, wasn't it?
Good score yesterday. We're right up there. I think it was 14.
14,
was it?
Yeah.
So it's going to take a hell of a run to beat them. 2 days to try and do
still,
it.
Still, there is a couple of days still to go, and it is a heck of a prize. €1,000 voucher.
I know.
For lasersonics.ie. Oh, so we'll tell you about that later on. There's a lot you could spend that on.
You get to have your head slapped and your beard tonicked. Right.
We'll give you details, but it's on the way. If you want to get involved, if you're up for it, you fancy yourself as a bit of a quizzer, you think you could beat that score of 14, or you fancy having a go at least, 087-188-0008. But in the meantime, right, yesterday on the show we were talking about those neighbours that decide that they're going to cheer up the neighbourhood and actually end up just irritating you because they've become self-appointed entertainment officers or something.
Thank God that's gone. The days of the joyous imbecile walking around, I'm going to cheer you all up, oh jeebus.
Yeah.
But guess what else now? Because that's not the only problem we've had when it came to lockdown and the pandemic.
And specifically neighbours.
And neighbours, of course. Yeah. So now a study of 2,000 adults has revealed 41% of them are curtain twitchers, busybodies, nosy old whores, looking at everything everybody else is doing, can't keep their nose out of other people's business. And these are self-professed people who've gotten so much worse over the pandemic.
Hang on a second, you're saying that these 41% are people who have called themselves...
Admitting to it.
I'm a nosy neighbour.
Can't help it, I've lost the run of myself.
Wow.
The pandemic hit and I was bad before, they says. Now it's gone from people who are, maybe they were just sort of semi-judgmental, you know, maybe they were the type of people that were, oh, look at them there getting the old takeaway again. Which type of, oh, I don't like that takeaway myself. Or, look at the way your man's parking the car. Jeez, the station. He parks there every day, he shouldn't be parking. I can't believe they're parking outside my house. You know, that's, I know it's a public road and all, but they shouldn't be allowed parking. You know, that's the normal level of busybody.
Yeah.
Right? They're gone mad now. And they can't get off it. It's like an addiction. So now they've started doing this stuff. You know, they start looking, keeping a beady eye on people's activities. 14% admit that they're looking out through the blinds. And sometimes they'll swap rooms and all to get a better view of what the neighbours are up to.
Oh, sure, you'd have to.
And the carry on.
You'd see it better from the back room.
Yeah. And it's all the carry on, the things that have been happening. So they'd be looking at people saying, now, how many alcohol bottles is that person bringing out of the house there now?
That's become the new walk of shame, hasn't it? The trip to the bottle bank has become the new walk of shame. People are like kind of going in the middle of the night to avoid other people seeing the amount of bottles they're putting in.
And a friend of mine goes, he said to me, he goes, yeah, no, I'm sort of, he goes, I'm rationing the bottles, he goes, because you wouldn't want people thinking you have a problem. What's they're going, trust me, if you're rationing your bottle bank,
everybody knows you have a problem.
You have a problem. If you're hiding from someone you don't even know how much you're drinking, you've got something you need to probably think about at least.
Yeah. So if you have to turn around and say to the person, the next person in the queue at the bottle bank, listen, I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah, do you want to go ahead? Do you want to go ahead? Because I have a fair bit to go through. And we're not talking jam jars here. You know?
Yeah.
But now they're exactly, saying, since the pandemic, right, it gave busybodies and nosy neighbours so many new things
what
to
is this
nosy
not?
About.
Now, come on, PJ, are we being harsh on these people? I mean, is this just not what used to be lovingly referred to as people watching?
No.
You know what I mean? Just watching people go about their daily lives.
Definitely not. They're looking at stuff they never looked at before. Now it's the new ones they have is, look at them, they're all in the garden having drinks. There's no social distancing going on in the garden at all. I know they live together, but it's outrageous. And there's the whole, they had workmen in. I saw a plumber going into the house.
They had workmen in.
A day, 2 weeks before now, there was a workman in there. You know, and
right.
People are just getting really carried away with each other, you know.
Yeah.
And they see, well, he was gone now for 15 minutes, and I think it takes 10 minutes. You know, it's all the proper analysing.
Right.
All the real analysing. Wondering where people are walking off to, and some people are even walking to the end of the cul-de-sac to see, are they really sort of staying in the, you know. We're going mad watching each other. I actually have to say, whatever gets you through.
Yeah.
Whatever gets you through, I'm all
Come
for
on,
it.
You must be a people watcher. I mean, with your level of irritation about other people, you must be looking at them going, he looks like he's coming very close to me.
I've learned
If he doesn't move over to the other side of that street, he's going to be right beside me.
This is the thing. As long as I'm not in the room with them. If they're at my house, I couldn't care less.
Right.
I couldn't care less. And I used to have one now, a proper nosy neighbour who knew everything.
I thought when you were in Dunleary, were you not a bit of a... Did you not like to have the old lookout and complain about kind of, you know...
Seagulls.
Well, look, they're neighbours of sorts.
Seagulls.
You're by the sea.
And Spanish students buying ice creams.
Now, you see, it's all coming out now, isn't it?
But it wasn't like... There you go now. I wonder what your man's name is.
Wonder what flavour he's having.
I bet you they're up in that school and off the road and going to keep following them now, no? You know, it wasn't all that carry on. I went off.
Anyway, the other side of it is, if it's not people watching, what about the old, you know, we're looking after each other. It's the security aspect. It's neighbourhood watch. You know what I mean? We're making sure, like, you know, if there's an alarm going off or if there's a bit of activity, is everything okay?
Such an excuse, isn't it? I lived beside a fella who was one of them. That was his thing. Oh, I'm just keeping an eye. And he'd stand at the gate and look out of the road all the time and pretending like it was some sort of... He was keeping it safe. And this fella couldn't keep himself safe in his own garden. You know?
Yeah.
Just a nosy elvula. A nosy elvula. And then he'd let you know he knew things about you all the time. You know,
yeah.
You're coming in with the
That's
shop
always the weird thing. When somebody turns around and says to you, somebody who lives close to you
yeah.
turns around and says to you something about, you know, like...
I see I have the heavy coat
exactly.
on the line, huh?
Yeah. You know your light was on in the... What? Why would you know that?
I was walking, I seen the back light is on in the room, you know? You can see into the roof there. What are you looking in there for?
Or somebody... I've had things where a person has texted me to say... Yeah. What are you doing in the garden? Are you painting, eh?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like...
Mind your own business. It's none of your business. And your man goes, you loved it. You missed your bin there today. I would have put it out for you, but it was locked in the lane. Did you, yeah? Mind your own business. You know, I don't care. I'm starting to hate you now. Because you won't mind your own business. I'm starting to hate you. I'm going to be watching you now.
Guaranteed Irish U2's Pride in the Name of Love. 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. If you want to have a go at the Breakfast Table quiz, now is the time to make yourself known to Magic Mikey. Standing by 087-188-0008. Let him know you want to play on WhatsApp. Also, I have to say a quick shout out to Kerry Dave. Haven't heard from him in ages. Kerry Dave, morning to you. He's just checked in. And also, check this out as well from your old haunt, PJ, right in Dunleary.
Yeah.
Paul lives in Dunleary, right? And on the subject of the nosy neighbours.
Oh.
And thankfully, with you not living there anymore, we can't blame you. You're not responsible for this.
Definitely
not. But anyway, he says, my neighbour is that nosy that any time I get work done in my house, he gets the workman into his house to get a quote on the same job just to see how much it's actually costing me.
What? That is off the charts nosy, isn't it?
He says, I got a new couch there a while ago and he actually texted me to let me know I was getting a couch delivered.
I don't believe it. I can say that's what's
annoying. Say there's somebody
about
delivering a couch to your house. I know, I'm in me house!
Don't you dare text me what I'm doing myself. Why is that so annoying? That's a question for you. Honestly, that's a question for you. Why is that so annoying?
What?
That you're doing something. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. And then someone texts you, so you're doing the thing. Why is that so annoying?
Well, why would you say... That's like exactly that thing of... why would you say to somebody, I see you're painting a wall.
Why? Why does it make
it's
you
a
go?
It's a random thing to say.
Why does it make you go, mind your own business, you flipping, you frupping basket. You know what I mean? I don't know, it's just so, it's because I it's something that's just intrusive or feeling you're being watched or something. That
mind you, there's loads of those stupid things. I always remember, and I have to confess, I was guilty of this until you pointed it out to me, right?
Which?
Is the one that you always say, is that because you're into motorbikes and stuff,
yeah,
somebody, the likes of me, who doesn't drive a motorbike or whatever, isn't particularly aware of motorbikes.
Oh, this happens all the time.
Would say to you, all right, yeah, yeah. What motorbike do you have?
And then
it seems like a perfectly legitimate question.
And then,
but when you realise that it's going to make absolute, you could literally turn around and go, I have the Disney Wanamaker multi-mix.
407, yeah.
And I'd go, all right.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
Is that a good one, is it?
Yeah. I don't know why people do it. So now I used to, for years and years, I would just say the name and then we'd go through that awkward moment. Now we just go, don't worry about it. Or I'd go, Honda.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if somebody obviously is into it, if somebody is another biker, I suppose it makes sense they can appreciate it or whatever. But it is one of those weird questions. People say things or ask things that really, they honestly don't want to know the answer to.
I know, yeah.
And that thing about, like, oh, see, you're painting the fence.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's, well, how has that helped any of us now?
Or people walk up to me all the time, you get all this, people come up to you, oh, how are you getting on? Yeah, grand, yeah. Not doing anything on the telly anymore. No, I'm doing other things. All right, yeah. It's been a while though, hasn't it? What's wrong with you? Are you all right? I'd say, yeah. How long is it now since the Naga camera? Nearly 15 years. Oh, Jesus, it was that long. Anyway, I'll leave you, Azra. Thank you. Thanks for that great and very helpful conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad I bumped into you today, you know. People that do that. Yeah, yeah, you know. People like people who will
ask. Well, it'd be
you.
Worse if they came up to you and went, not doing the comedy anymore.
They do, yeah.
Yeah,
they do, yeah. And you're not doing the comedy anymore, no. Yeah.
And then the worst thing is they'll go home and say to their mate or their missus or whatever, see that PJ Gallagher fella stopped being funny.
Yeah, he gave it up, he said.
Okay, yeah, he stopped being funny there.
He says he gave it up. I don't know why. He used to be funny, like. But he gave it up.
No, he doesn't be funny anymore, apparently.
No, he says he's not into it anymore, he says. I don't know. Well, I asked him anyway. He was in the middle of painting his fence. To be honest, it looked like he didn't want to talk to me at all.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie.
Right, it's a big one this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. A voucher to the value of €1,000 for you to spend on the Lasersonics Face and Beauty Clinic. It's time to treat yourself at lasersonicsclinic.ie. Prize for the guys and girls, men and women, any gender can take part in this and win themselves this €1,000 voucher to spend on anything, to be honest with you. There's a huge range of things you can spend this on. There's all sorts of treatments. There's all sorts of products. We mentioned, of course, the Million Dollar Facial. We mentioned the Celtic Rebel range. So for the guys, if you're into your beards, there's beard oils and beard balms. And if you're into your tattoos like PJ, there's even tattoo balms. Which, to be honest with you, I got the impression you didn't even know existed.
I haven't a clue what they are. This is the first I've ever heard of them was this week on the quiz, yeah.
I'm intrigued. Anyway, CelticRebel.ie or their Facebook page if you want to check them out. And of course, LasersonicsClinic.ie if you want to check out the full range of things like their Redform skincare range or, as I say, the Million Dollar Facial or any of those amazing fragrances of which Whiskey on the Rocks has completely captured our imagination.
It definitely has. 14 the score to beat though on the Breakfast Table Quiz. So 15 or more is what you're looking for if you want to take the lead. And Des Boogie is going to have a go. All right, Des.
Morning, PJ. How are you getting on?
Not too bad, Des. How are you getting on, more importantly?
I'm just waiting here outside Douglas Cork Shopping Centre in Cork to see the toughest man in the Dunn Stores chain. Morning, Jim. How are you?
How are you doing, Des? What's the story with you?
I'm all right, thanks. Not a bother. Yeah, just the toughest man in the whole of the Dunn Stores chain. I have to say it this morning. So I'm here having a cappuccino waiting for him. And he won't let me in the door until 9 o'clock. So I have 10 minutes to spare, you know.
Is he on the door, is he?
No, he's not. He's the manager of the store. The lad at the door is from Birdiefield Road in Finglas. He's all right.
Well, then, you see, all of us Finglas lads, we're all sound. You know what I mean?
Well, most of us are there.
I actually didn't know where that was going. It sounded like he was sitting outside the Dunn Stores. He was ready to do a bit of a hijack and we'll be hurrying up.
You thought he was going to rob, Des was going to rob the store?
Yeah, he's going, listen, I've got a bit of a job ahead of me. I have to rob a lad at 9 o'clock.
In fairness, PJ, you could say that as well. You know, I'm selling him fake tan, so...
Brilliant, brilliant, I love it. Right, listen, Des, the very best of luck with this. How are you feeling about trying to beat 14?
Not very confident, let's be honest. 14, I mean, the best I got was 8, Jim. I mean, 14 is just...
Look, come on.
Well, I suppose at least, Des, if you don't get the 14, hopefully the robbery goes well. Like, you know, one of these will work out for you, I hope.
That's a good point, PJ.
Right, listen, 60 seconds. Let's do this, Des. The very best of luck. Here we go.
What would a Dallas player score if he threw a 2 and a triple 20?
62.
Yeah, complete the title of this 80s hit for Simply Red. Money's too tight to what?
Mention.
In which profession are people said to tread the boards?
Silent.
Acting. Which country's national football league is called the Bundesliga?
Germany.
Which European civil war started on the 18th of July, 1936?
Spanish Civil War.
Yeah, which singer released the album Born in the USA?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oompa Loompas featured in what movie?
Willy Wonka, the Chocolate Factory.
Greenland is in the north of what ocean?
The Atlantic.
Yeah, in the animal kingdom, in general, what colour is a penguin's back?
Black.
In travel, a habitual worldwide traveller is known as a globe what?
Traveller.
The Vietnamese pot-bellied is a variety of what animal?
Pig.
Yeah, who plays the male lead in the film Notting Hill?
Hugh Grant.
Chicago is a city in what American state?
Illinois.
Which author created the literary character Bilbo Baggins?
Absolutely no idea whatsoever.
Oh, it was J.R.R. Tolkien, your man, Lord of the Rings.
The Lord of the Rings one.
No idea.
Gee, I tell you, Des, you were doing all right there.
You were flying.
Yeah, I got a bit of a buzz there, Jim. I'm telling you, that was better than last time, anyway.
You certainly were. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, Des.
Ah, you don't believe it, do you?
I tell you.
Des, that was a really good run, in fairness to you.
My missus is killing me now for being so pessimistic. She said I'm always
pessimistic.
That's just me, isn't it? Just me again, eh?
Oh my God, are all you lads of Figlis the same?
We've had it hard, PJ. You wouldn't understand.
Only after a coffee, PJ.
Imagine going for a jar with Jim and Des, the two of them. Ah, no, it's my fault for everything.
You wouldn't get awarded anyway.
That's true as well, yeah, fair point. Jim, listen.
I mean, pass me the L rope. I wouldn't mind giving myself a smack.
Des, best of luck with your onslaught on the Dunn Stores, right?
Thanks very much, Jim. I appreciate it. Thanks, PJ.
See you
take care of yourself, man. Cheers. Good luck.
That was like you.
That was very entertaining.
That was amazing. He's exactly like you. He's exactly the same. You know, I would be me, wouldn't I? Yeah, I was getting 12 right and ruining it because I told myself I was stupid when I'm not stupid at all. That was amazing to hear.
Anyway,
my God.
It means that with 2 days left to play, that score of... what is it again? 14.
14.
That score of 14 remains in place. So that's the one that you're going to have to beat if you want to win this €1,000 voucher for Laser Sonics Clinic. Lasersonicsclinic.ie if you want to check it out for yourself.
I think we found the definition of perpetual motion. It's Des and Jim holding the door. No, after you. No, after you. No, after you. No, after you.
Breakfast table quiz.
Do you want to do your version of it, PJ? Do you want to do your kind of... That's going to live long in the memory for you, isn't it?
I'll never ever forget.
It was the initial Biscuits and TV suddenly jumped in there. Apologies.
No worries.
But go on, yeah. It was what?
It was the initial lockdown.
That's what
it was.
Lockdown thing.
And it was this gig. It was the coming together, the world coming together through music was the whole idea. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And Elton John performed live from his back garden. And I still can't believe there wasn't a big fuss over it, but he sang that song, but he hardly, it was, you're the one little kid, and then you gotta do what Helen did, what's going to do, one do-dee-dee-doo, and then now she's standing after all the fame.
People messing with the sound on their telly.
He never said.
You hear him. No, I tell you, my ears are gone funny.
Like, no.
Sounds very muffled.
I remember getting on Twitter at the time and looking at Twitter and I was trying to, see, is everybody talking about it?
Yeah.
Not a word over it. It was gas.
Mad. Anyway, listen. Biscuits and TV. We decided we'd do a little round of biscuits and TV just to see what's going on for people. It's been a while, actually. It's been a few weeks since we've kind of done this, to be honest with you.
It has, actually.
And just to see what was going on with people. So we decided we'd do a little one. Have you any particular recommendations or anything? Do you want to kick the ball off there?
I absolutely do. I have a recommendation. Very rarely I get to talk about my favourite genre when it comes to Netflix. And all of that.
What's your favourite genre? Horror?
Horror. Oh, of course it is, horror. There's a new film. Lads, get all over it. I started it last night. I couldn't get it finished. I was too tired. The head wouldn't take it. And I was getting a little bit nervous in the bed. Hereditary, it's called, right? Okay. It's brand new on Netflix. Gabriel Byrne is in it. I never heard of this coming. Toni Collette. You know Toni Collette?
Yeah.
She's unbelievable. She's a terrifying woman anyway. Anyway. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Even in Internal Sunshine.
I saw a cop thing with her in it not so long ago. It was a good series as well.
What was that one now? Because she doesn't make bad movies. Everything she's in is brilliant.
Well, this was actually a series. This was like a, you know, there was a multi, it was a multi-parter.
Oh, I'd be into that now. I'd be into that.
I must try and remember that for you.
Well, I got into it last night. I saw that maybe the first half hour, maybe the first 40 minutes last night.
Right.
Don't know. It's brilliant. It's got everything you need. It's weird. Gabriel Byrne's a weirdo anyway. We all know that. Yeah. In life and all. Brilliant. She's a weirdo. She's scary. They've got this kid in it that she's a little bit creepy. And you know the way horror movies are always that bit scarier when there's kids involved?
Yeah.
And there's even a dead granny at the start.
Oh, and when I mean, if you've got a dead granny, you have it all, really.
The ghost of a dead granny, two weirdos and a child. It's the perfect mix for a horror film.
It's like the recipe that Mr. Horror would have invented if he'd have written it.
That's pretty much it. All you need now is a devil. And who knows, he may be in it at the end.
Is this movie now or is this series?
No, it's a movie. It's a horror movie, yeah.
And called Hereditary.
It's just been released on Netflix now. And it's called Hereditary. And if you're into horror, I think it's going to be right up your street.
Now, is there a lot of gore and pain in it?
No, it's psychological, weirdo stuff, freaking
out.
Now,
I don't want to burst your bubble or anything, right? And just in case, Michael, you were considering watching this, right? But Pa the Plasterer has been on to say, sorry, PJ, but after an hour, Hereditary gets so bad.
Now, after an hour, did you say that?
An hour, yeah. And then there's another one.
Because I said the first.
Another one has just come in.
I said the first 40 minutes are good now. He's decided to go.
Somebody else has just been on. Let me see if I can give credit to this person. This is Simone has just been on to go, ah, no, PJ, that's a shite movie.
Ah, stop it, Simone. Maybe you people don't like horror movies.
Somebody else has been on to say, it's no Annabelle, lads.
Well, Annabelle's very good, yeah. Annabelle's got the same mix, though. You know what I mean?
What's Annabelle?
That's another horror movie.
Oh, right, okay.
About a sort of a doll thing.
Yeah, it comes to life and it's all possessed and all, you know?
Right, so Hereditary, Michael. You can take PJ's word for it, or you can go with Pa the Plasterer and Simone and...
I like the way he's talking about it being like a psychological thing.
Yes.
I hate other... like, horror with... ghouls and gore and all that I hate.
Because it's all CGI now. It's not the same.
Yeah, but that sounds
amazing.
Fine. I like that.
I love horror movies, but Hereditary was the biggest load of shit going. Somebody else.
It's grand the way he's no problem cursing when it's directed at me.
I'm only passing on.
These
are not my words. These are the words of the people.
Well, okay, let me say then. If you're not a horror fan, you probably won't like it. But if, like me, you like your horror movies,
this
you're going
to amazing. Hereditary is brilliant until it's absolute.
Maybe I should
tell you something.
Did you say you've only watched 40 minutes?
40 minutes.
Well, it looks like
that's an unusual recommendation to make. Now you've only watched 40 minutes of a movie and you're bringing it to the table.
Well, I got a little bit carried away. I admit, I got a little bit carried
away.
Could
get awful, like.
Yeah, maybe it does.
You know, sometimes you watch a movie and you actually think it's deadly until the last 10 minutes, and you're like, God, why did I waste my time?
In fairness, I should know.
By the way, somebody here it is, and thank you very much indeed, Clara in Clare. Unbelievable is the name of that series that Toni Collette is in, where she plays the cop. Very good.
I think I might have seen that.
Great one. That's the series one there.
Does she have an accident on a bicycle in it?
No.
Oh, different thing.
Right. Oh, my God. Anyway, basically Hereditary is PJ's recommendation, despite the fact that it seems like most of the country who have seen it have slammed it.
Anyone that's seen it hates it. And I've only seen some of it, so maybe I should think about it.
Over to you, Michael.
We'll give it a watch. Well, I come in worse than that because...
Right.
I don't know if you could.
No, I do. I haven't watched anything in the last 2 weeks.
What? How? Explain yourself.
I know.
How have you managed to do that?
I've been up doing other stuff.
What have you been up to?
Oh my God, you've turned your back on television.
I've actually turned my back on television. I haven't turned the television on in a week and a half.
You know why this is? It's because the last movie he was talking about, the Circus on the Bounty or whatever it was called.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
All right.
Circus on the Bounty. That's a totally different movie. I don't know what that was. That was a movie made about one of those Disney cruises. It was like the clown ship, Circus on the Bounty. Oh my God.
No, that was Mutiny on the Bounty. That was my last recommendation.
That wasn't the worst movie in the history of the world ever. Yeah, it's just good cast.
So this is all, we're all picking up Mike's movies today, I see.
At least I watched the full thing. At least I watch more than 40 minutes.
Yeah, well, I don't like movies about circuses.
By the way, speaking of watching full movies, I finally got around to watching Inception.
Oh, right.
You know, it's only been out 10 years.
That hurt my brain, that thing.
Why I hadn't watched it. I kind of thought the premise was rubbish, the idea of stealing things in people's dreams and all.
Yeah.
But it actually turns out to be brilliant, and it's got another great cast as well.
Is that DiCaprio?
It is. But there's another bit of Donnie Darko for you. Did you understand the end of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I saw it 1.5 times, and I still haven't a clue what was going on.
You want to stop watching half movies, man? It's not good for any of us.
Well, I'll watch.
Anyway, Mike, are you going to come back to anything?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, in terms of, is that you done with television now?
No, it's not me done. I've just been doing other things.
Right. Well, we're going to need you,
but I will.
That's
get back
Mike
to
showing
it.
Off that he has a life, whereas you and I don't.
Yeah. I don't have a life. I've been doing other things.
Right, well, we're going to need you to research a movie for next week.
Yeah, the one we'd like you to watch is Hereditary.
I'll watch 45 minutes of it.
Yeah, yeah. Just the first 45. I tell you what I started watching, right? I did watch, and in fairness, I think you might have recommended it in the past, PJ, that Money Heist.
Oh, Spanish one.
It is good.
Brilliant.
It is good. I tell you what came as a shock to me was how much of it there is. It's like 4 seasons of it.
Yeah, now it does. Yes. And I will be honest. I enjoyed the first season. I enjoyed 40 minutes of the second season. And then I went a bit Circus on the Bounty and I kind of gave up on it. But I will say, the first one is very, very good. It's very, very good.
I'm enjoying the first one. I'm about 5 or 6 episodes in. It's good. Now, I have to confess, I'm watching it the way you would hate it. So I'm watching it with the...
with the dubbing.
With the dubbing, as opposed to the subtitles.
Like, it's all too Bruce Lee for me, that carry on, you know. Yeah. The lips flying around and the words coming out the wrong time. But it is great. It is deadly.
And the only other thing I'd say now, I don't know if it's quite a recommendation, but I did watch that Garth Brooks thing that's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. You did not.
Right?
Yeah.
And I tell you something, if you can deal with the fact that he is, you know, he seems to have gone very much up his own bottom, right?
Yeah.
If you can deal with that, right, and a little bit of the sort of, you know, I need to cry here.
Yeah.
Part two of it, actually, Ireland features a great deal in it, the good and the bad.
So you're basically telling me don't trust the first 40 minutes, is what you're saying.
I'm saying hang in there longer than the 40 minutes.
All right.
But it's not bad. It's not bad, right? And you forget just how big he was because we're not necessarily into country music. You forget that he was like, at one stage in his career, bigger than any band in the world.
Yeah, he was like Michael Jackson with cowboy boots, wasn't
he? Pretty much, yeah.
Unbelievable,
pretty much. But it's not, and as I say, part two is better because Ireland features a lot in it.
Yeah, God, do you remember that drama?
I do.
Oh my God.
The Mexican ambassador, that was like, the Lord Mayor and everything getting involved.
That was almost like Circus on the Bounty, wasn't it?
Yeah. And what a cast.
I remember texting the Lord Mayor at the time. And he was in a meeting about it, and he was sending me little texts and everything about going on. Nothing under
Christy Burke, like.
Nothing wrong, like. But yeah, he was getting updates, and it was breaking news. It was mad.
Isn't that amazing? We can all remember who the Lord Mayor and all was at the time. Who's the Lord Mayor now?
Not a clue.
I don't know.
See? Brabazon. That's your man. That's who it is now. What are you?
Is it?
Is it?
Brabazon. Is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
See, not the bloke that got released instead of Jesus, no?
No, that's Barbados, you idiot.